The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
And sticking with retail, it's not only tough for companies to close their doors, it's tough for customers too. I think we all miss our chats and bit of gossip with local retailers. Writer Manikhan McGann missed his shops a lot during the last lockdown.
When I think of shops and businesses, I think of shillings and pence. A transaction in which I hand over money and receive something in return. At least that's how I thought about it until the first lockdown.
This is the calm before the storm.
The first lockdown? I never thought I'd have to say that. We were so naive back then. I really believed there would only be one. Something to regale kids with in my dotage. The oddness, the surrealism of it all. How you'd have to hunt out flour for baking a cake.
During this pandemic, we seem to be reaching more for traditional breads and choosing to bake at home ourselves.
And suddenly discover shops within a 5 kilometre radius that you'd never seen before. Remarkable times that were in the past. But we're back here again. Anyway, it was the first lockdown that made me realise just how much more complex my relationships with businesses are than mere commercial transactions. How much more I get from them. It's hard to quantify this, but things like the snarky remarks of my local veg seller.
I do wish you'd keep quiet. I hate that scrunching sound that errand boys make when you have to tread on them.
It hadn't dawned on me how much I enjoyed his sardonic digs. How I'd try to craft a suitably withering reply.
Genuine Jamaican ginger cakes? What do you mean genuine? They've never been anywhere near Jamaica.
What's that got to do with it? We sell Mars bars, don't we?
And I used to think that the woman in the dried goods wholesalers was a bit too curious with her constant questions. Until, overnight, it just ended. And then, when lockdown was over, I found myself rushing back to her to stock up again on beans and nuts and grains, but also to blurt out all the personal details of my life that she had missed out on. It was the same with the woman in the cafe in Mullingar. The tea was never great and the cakes are dry, but I valued the sincerity, the warmth of the welcome. Only when it was gone did I notice that I depended on it a little. When lockdown lifted, I made sure to tell these people that I missed them. And I know I wasn't alone. My girlfriend runs a cafe in Dublin and so many of her customers took the time to tell her how much they appreciate what she does. Now we're back again in lockdown, and the local hardware shop in Castle Pollard is once again rising to the challenge, keeping the whole of this region of Northwest Meath supplied with our essentials. Oats for my hens. Aluminium for the roof of my beehive. A coil of fencing wire. A length of guttering. Murphy's of Castle Pollard will keep us all supplied, though their shop might have to close again. In which case, all orders would be taken over the phone again, which will constantly be engaged and people will get irritated. And the staff will still have to smile through their face masks. And if they do close, they'll have to race up and down that laneway countless times a day again. To open the yard gates whenever anyone comes to collect a pre-ordered pallet of turkey pellets. A bucket of milk replacer, chainsaw oil, logs, or coal, or whatever other essentials will get us through. And the people at the gate will be irritated by the difficulty in getting through on the phone and the delay of now waiting outside. But still, the staff will smile behind those masks as they pant at the exertion of racing up and down that laneway again and again. That's what business is about. It's so much more than a financial transaction. So much more.
Manikhan McGann there.